Alright, we're in. Here we go.
Good morning and welcome to TJ's house.
TJ's house.
Alright, we're at the all new, all range mode studio.
Is that in a rip?
In Amherstburg, Ontario. TJ, look out!
I thought it was your rip stance.
Sorry, didn't realize.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
I thought that was your rip stance.
Thanks. I thought that was you farting.
I will make this room also a rip stance.
Oh, yeah. Rip stance. This is the studio. Get in, boys.
Is the light on the front?
The light's on the front, I got it.
Good morning and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Should Dan introduce us?
Yeah. What is it, 110?
Ooh, 110. 110.
We be the 110. We have to have a Master Chief episode of 117.
Yeah.
The best Master Chief games I've played.
Should 111 be Fallout 4? No, we just did that.
Oh, I see.
Are you sure it's not Vault 108?
Vault 111.
Is this 108?
No, but in Fallout 3, it's 108.
101? Except Vault 1.
And now it's 111?
It's 111 now.
10 volts later.
Did you guys talk about why the graphics are so bad?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in depth.
Why are they so bad?
These fuckers talked about how sweet it was.
It is sweet.
I said I'm saying
it will be amazing. It looks awful.
Alright, let's do this. Hello.
And
welcome
to
the
I fucked it up. Oh.
Rainbow
Podcast.
Yeah.
We are
fucking up the
intro.
Because we suck
at
games.
Life.
And all other things.
Yeah. So, welcome to the
episode
show.
Episode 110.
Yeah, this
totally broke one.
Well, Dan.
He did. He stole
no,
it.
No, Dan's taking sentences.
I'm going to say 8 words.
What do you guys want?
Why were you rain manning into the floor? Today is our 100 game.
We are at Dan's house. Welcome to Dan's House episode 110. It's dope.
On the all range mode.
Yep.
Podcast.
Welcome to Dan's House. Dan's House. We're in the all range mode room.
Oh, yeah, we are.
All range mode room.
Yep. So we're at my new house. We are. Hopefully, this is. Eventually, I'd like this to be not necessarily every week, but majority. I'm gonna get this room sick.
I'm happy with that.
Studio A.
Yeah, like
Studio D.
Studio C, Studio Jape,
A C Jape. A B C D.
That's pretty good, but mine's not A. I'd say TJ's is A.
Why?
Once that garage is completed, the central meeting room.
It's Studio C because your name is Chad. That's
it's
right.
Studio D.
Were you not plugging? Were you not like picking up on that? Studio D.
Well, D,
because it's
obviously,
Dan,
but...
And you're C.
Steve is going to hit keys.
But when we talk about reality...
I'll get him out of here. Hold on.
Steve. Hey. Steve, stop it.
C. AC is the total distance between T and D.
Oh, I don't see him. He's hiding, guys. Where could Steve be? Get the fuck out of here.
Where's the camel there?
Dan killed it.
Get out.
There once was a cat, and now it's dead.
We're still
so
good.
So this week on the All Rainbow Podcast, we're talking about...
What are we talking about?
We don't know.
Well, E3's next week.
E3 preview.
Yeah. We have not prepared at all.
Something I've been excited about is the...
There's been some games. There's been some, like, crazy announcements that have just come out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, there's the
Everybody's
recent, like,
spoiling
media
games.
Dumps, eh? Like we've got too much to tell next week.
Yeah.
Just dump stuff. Just to start dumping.
Yeah, like, we don't want to talk much about Mirror's Edge Catalyst, so here it is.
Have they shown an actual video of it? Because I saw a video that someone had made... Yeah.
No. That was for the game, though. It was like a time trial.
What? I saw a different video. There was a guy with... A parkour guy with a... Like a GoPro on. And at first, I'm like, holy fuck, those graphics are amazing. Because I was watching on my phone. And then I was like, oh, never mind, it's real. It's just a real video.
That's the one, then. Where he's like disarming guys?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That looked awesome.
That's their like, reveal trailer.
That's not gameplay. It's real.
I think That's their teaser reveal trailer, then.
Oh, that it's... Oh, so they released the name of the game
and they with a that.
Cool... Okay.
That's really fucking cool.
It was though. Really...
That was awesome.
I watched it. I was tricked for the first 30 seconds. I'm like, holy fuck, those graphics are insane.
A lot of times it seems like it's gameplay.
Do you guys remember when the Getaway came out?
Oh, yeah.
They looked real.
Charlie Jolison?
You lean on the wall in that game. Like, you'll be covered in blood. You lean on the wall and your blood just fades away. That's how you get regained.
Realistic. Did you guys see that GTA video?
Yeah, that was sick too.
That reminds me of, like, you know, they're tricking you into thinking it's gameplay. Like, the way the guy walks.
What?
Like, that was crazy. A guy made, like, a GTA 5, like, in real life video. Like, the camera's behind him. And the way he moves is, like, the way a character would move in GTA.
And they, like, pull people out of cars and they do, like, the fall in.
Not even that. The way the camera moves.
The
camera was definitely the...
I didn't see that at all.
The most skillful part.
Watch it. It's fucking awesome. It's unbelievably good.
Riding a bike, too.
It looks exactly
the way he's following him, like, perfectly. I wonder if they must have video edited it afterwards.
Well, no, like, when the car speeds up, the camera will back up a little bit, like exactly like the game will.
And, like, fix in a spot, like, you know, at the right angle.
That almost
you gotta watch it.
That got me excited for what games could be or will be in the next, you know, 10, 20 years.
Like, looking that good?
Yeah. Mm. Like, almost GTA real. Sucks.
But they should be more fluid. They shouldn't fix in the
too spot. Bad GTA sucks, he says.
Okay, winding back, I would even consider the Fallout 4 reveal, like, part of that. Like, hey, we want to talk about this game, but, like, we don't want to waste 10 minutes unveiling it or unveiling it, right? Like... So yeah, let's get it out of the way. There's gameplay out there, and, like, now let's actually do
that. That's
a demo.
Actually a really great thing. Like, that gets me kind of excited for E3, because E3 sometimes just goes, here's the name, trailer. Here's the name of the game, and the crowd goes wild. Now we already know it's coming, so they're forced to show extended gameplay trailers or, like, an actual live demo, which would be fucking
They're not unreal. Forced. They've chosen. Yeah, they're, we know now that we're going to get something of substance.
Well, I mean, now they have no option but to do it because they've released that.
It can't just be another trailer.
Yeah. I think we're going to finally see Last Guardian. This is going to be the year of Dogbert.
Hey, I played Shadows of the Colossus.
Did you guys read about that?
Every single year they've said that this is the year it's coming. I guarantee you.
That's not them working on it.
I guarantee you.
People keep saying like somebody else was hired on to finish
this. Should we bet that it's going to be shown? Because I say it's not.
$10.
How about a real
$10?
Hold on,
a real three beers,
three tall boys of your choice.
Of your choice.
No, it's got to be at least. Okay, yeah.
Don't be a cheap.
Three tall boys.
$30 tall boys.
Three tall boys.
Three tall boys. No Last Guardian.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was official, shaken and all. So
what if it's called something different?
So next. No, if
sure, if it's back. Last, if it's the next game, my team might go, and it's got fucking dog.
If it's like the Last Guardian,
if it's Team Ico based,
sure. If they're like, this is any what the game Last with Guardian a dog is. Bird. The Last Guardian is no longer called that. It's now called Mike's
what
Dad's
if it's a
3D
new
Hockey.
Game? Yo, if it's Mike's Dad's 3D Hockey by Team Ico, do I still win?
Yeah.
Or do we call it quits?
No, that's fine. I'll give it to you still. Right. If Team Ico releases a game.
Yeah. In a trailer at all?
Yeah. And sweet. I honestly don't think it's going to happen. So.
Fuck.
You're buying me three
no,
beers
I'm
next
I'm in,
week.
I'm
not buying me. What about Retro Studios? Tweeting they'll be involved with the digital event.
Donkey Kong Tropical Thunder.
Who cares?
I don't think it'll be Donkey Kong, but I'm kind of interested in that.
I hope it's not Donkey Kong.
I missed a few weeks because I've had a lot of shit going on. Like between, I had a baby, by the way. He's 8 days old today.
Danny's baby. He's a dad now.
I'm a dad now. It's been a stressful week. Danny new house, new baby.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't sleep. And Jess is fucking... Ugh.
TJ, how many weeks did you miss when Violet was born?
Less than one.
Less than one, so
yeah,
zero.
But Emily is Emily's a different beast. Emily knows what she's doing.
That's not what I was trying to get into.
No, I'm not, but that's all there is to it. End conversation.
Babies are easy, man.
Where are we?
Oh, yeah, as a man, they're super easy.
Yeah.
It's not the baby that's the hard part.
Oh, reveal.
You heard what could it be? All right.
Anyway, I was going to say,
yeah,
I missed a few episodes. Have you guys talked about ukulele?
No, I've talked all about it.
How excited are you guys?
And we didn't talk about it once, actually.
Really?
That game looks fucking amazing.
I'm not excited about it at all.
Amazing. Are you kidding me?
I wasn't a
rare.
I wasn't a banjo fan. It's not rare. It's rare.
Rare.
It's rare folk, yeah. Which is fine.
Did you see how much money they got? Like, they were trying to get, like... I don't know. I'm just throwing
Did
a fake number out there. 70 grand. And
I've
they
been
got,
wanting
like,
to talk about this for so long. Thank you for bringing it up. They had one of the Kickstarter things, if they reach a certain goal and if you bid a certain amount,
yeah.
you would get an N64 cartridge with the game in 64-bit on the motherfucker that would run in your N64.
What?
In the packaging.
That's how much amazing. Would that be?
I think it was like $200.
What?
It wasn't much.
I would have done it. I mean, is it too late? It's too late.
It might be too late.
Yeah. I think it's
close. Those probably got fucking scooped up. People are like, $200 for it.
I looked at that. I was like,
those are going to be worth what? $500.
Easy. When it get released. Easy $500. Yeah. If they follow through.
If it's not bullshit. Like the worst game ever.
They put it in, it just freezes instantly. Like, fuck.
I've always said this.
That's so cool.
Nintendo could have just continued to launch N64 games and they would have been doing fine.
True.
It's just, they could have still made N64.
I wouldn't say fine.
Like just cartridges.
I would say as good as they are today.
At least.
I don't know about that. They're not doing bad. You know how much money they have banked? They could not make a, they could not turn a profit until like fucking 2030 and still be fine.
Because of handheld?
Something that was like their next console was cartridges.
They don't give a shit about Wii U because DS is so popular.
Best thing in the world.
Well, NX won't be there, unfortunately.
DS, 3DS is pretty cartridge based.
Yeah.
Like they're little cards. Or like CDs are cards, I guess, as well, but listen, an actual physical, like,
what if the chunk. What if the NX reveal was fucking. I'm pretty sure he's sick. Iwata is, like, not okay to be on camera. I don't know what's going on, but if it was, like, him in a hospital bed just saying, like, thank you for. I tried to change games, you know?
He's dead?
We touch controls and motion controls. You know, I wanted to see that happen.
Where did you get that he's sick?
I think he's sick.
Where did you hear this? I've heard nothing.
I'll Google it. Okay. And he's like, "Hey, thanks for hanging in there."
So should we?
Here's the NX.
This episode, we should
it's
sort
$10,000.
we don't really have much structure for this E3
it's
episode.
Cartridge based.
E3 is next week. Like it's,
each game is a tower.
E3 is next week, like Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Like today's
Monday. There's a Gears of War teaser out right now. It says Gears of War 3 days, a 3 day timer.
I don't care.
I don't care either. But Monday is when Microsoft's gonna be releasing their shit.
That's wow.
It's Halo Saturday 5 now. All over the place. This episode
will be out after E3.
Oh yeah, we gotta quickly release
this.
It's upon us, baby.
But anyway. What we should do is just talk about each company.
Each console?
Yeah, each company.
Good talk.
What we want to see, what we hope to see quickly. Just, don't have to put a list together, just off the top of your head.
That's exactly what I wanted to do with this episode, and I'm sorry.
What about that Oculus shit?
So we've sort of started Nintendo already. I feel like we started Nintendo. I started with Ukulele. It's not...
Okay, do it.
That's
going everywhere, though.
Nintendo, what are we gonna see?
Star Fox... Hopefully a retro game.
Do you guys really think it's going to be good? Because sure.
I don't know.
It's hard because Star Fox was what it was because of the time that it was released.
They could make it awesome.
I mean, if they fucking push the envelope and like make it modern, like it could be amazing.
Are we talking about getting the original voice actors?
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Ask yourself, or at least somebody sounds like Star Fox.
I like the on rails, like.
Yeah, definitely.
And like you've got a potential, like if you killed 100% of the enemies and like you'd get 10,000 points, but it's impossible. Like the race is to get to 8,000 or 7,000 or I don't know. Like I'm using arbitrary numbers, but it's what is your Corneria score?
150 or something.
Yeah,
like that, 160.
It's like
that's low.
There's a possible 200 points in that level.
I can't remember.
And it's just. Navigate, find the like, find where you can shoot bombs and get your multipliers up and like perfect the level.
There's 100 games out there like that today.
They're not Star Fox.
Again, what is Star Fox? Right? Again, we talk about voices. I'm just saying, like
that's one of them.
I feel like there's no way you guys would like similar voice actors.
It's it's really simple. Like you can upgrade your weapon and like that. Like if you can. Focus on getting your blaster to like the highest mark like as soon as possible. Like you're going to be able to kill multiple enemies at once. Like the level design was cool. The environment is awesome. There's land battles. There's sky battles. Like
would that really work today for you though? Would you just buy into that?
If they did it right, yeah, absolutely. There's games. Actually, no game has tried to replicate Star Fox.
I'm sure there has, but they're not. They haven't.
There was one on 360 that I bought. Was horrible. It had voice acting, but it was just like your normal shitty voice acting.
It's essentially an entire game of the Death Star Trench Run. And, like, there's something to that. Like, flying through, like... you know, up, down, left, right. Like, get, like, maneuvering, like, around obstacles, shooting as many people as you can. Like, I'd love to kill those guys, but there's an obstacle in my way. Like, if I risk it, like, I won't be able to lock on.
I don't think that was the draw at all to Star Fox. The draw was, like... There were different branching paths, and through each level, you could go one way or the other.
Do you guys?
How the fuck do I get to the other?
The secret path,
yeah. Waterfall. How do I do secrets that? Was really, really cool.
Yeah, the you know what? It was dependent on what people were saying.
Here's the thing, though: internet wasn't what it was then. What it is now, like there's going to be 50 IGN posts, like
how do you get to this
part? Like, and we'll look at it. Like, stupid idiots.
I won't look at it. Look
at you. No, okay, knowing trophies. That you can discover it by the click of a button cheapens the fact that when you discover it, you don't feel very proud. You know what I mean? We felt proud about Bloodborne yeah. because it was hard to find that information on the internet.
Yeah, I did. Okay, but
pretty smooth flying, Fox. Like in the first level, it's like you see these like
I'm going to fly through these things just because I can.
They look cool. Yeah, like that looks fun. Like and there's little rings that you fly through and all that shit. And it's just like
I can get to a different. Part
I'm gonna see what happens game? Because of this. Yeah.
Do you want a game where you can beat it in a playthrough and try and achieve a high score, or do you want?
I actually love the concept of Star Fox. Like, it's an hour long experience.
It doesn't work anymore. Yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
Definitely,
I think
does.
It absolutely it does.
Nobody wants to pay $60 for that.
I promise you guys, you'll beat it a few times to try and find a new pass. And what? Fuck you! You won't. Come on, you don't have time for that shit anymore.
N64 was able to like create. Two separate paths. You could go one way or
there's
the
three.
Other.
There's three.
Good sneeze.
There was left, right, and center.
Excuse yeah, me. Like you either go right and then like and then
expand that path,
achieve like the different path, or you would go left and fail and go back
like,
to the right.
I feel like right now it needs to be a bigger game, longer levels.
No way. Expand the path, pick up and play,
or maybe not even bigger levels, same size levels, but like
exact same game online with leaderboards. That's it.
Then it's an arcade game, and it should be released quickly.
More paths. If you had, like, five paths wide, and you were, like, all the way over here, but then you went...
Well, then it's a lot more levels, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Like, to stay far left, you had to fucking perfect it. Or else, like, if you failed one thing...
You know what? That's not a
terrible idea. Fucking Slippy got killed, like, boom, you're on path three,
and that's how it happened originally.
Yeah. So maybe you could still get from beginning of game till end of game in 90 minutes or so, but if you have more branching...
It's not the best ending.
If you have more branching paths... It adds for more replayability to try and get to those levels you haven't played.
There's like nine
yet.
Different
areas. Here's what I want. I don't want to see the paths you can take. I want to... Or maybe you can see three of them, but there's four and five that you don't even know are there.
Yeah. Well,
deep,
even Star Fox
deep space.
Oh my
God. And that expands the experience beyond, you know,
fuck, our dreams are going to get smashed.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see Star Fox.
You know what? I feel like we need to go to every fucking major company... Of every franchise that we
like,
and sit down with these people and say, "Listen, you fucking idiots!
Listen, I'm from
this is how you make a game.
I'm from all range mode.
Be like, I don't know how to do it. Like, you're gonna have to make it, but I'm gonna tell you how to do it. If we could just storyboard with people, I mean,
we've done 110 episodes.
Yeah,
this is what you need to do.
Man, do you guys think we'll see a new Mario from Nintendo?
No,
it's been a long time.
It has been.
Could you imagine like Super Mario Galaxy 3 on Wii U?
Mario Maker. Is like the big shit right
Mario
now.
Mario Maker's a cool game. I actually do have something to say about that. I would...
here we go.
If we could get into Mario Maker and it was like... It's all about like community-built levels and all that stuff. Like, take Mario, build your levels. I don't want to only play like... you know, your levels. Or Dan's. You know what I'm saying?
You know what my levels would be? Super Mario 1. Here's a question mark block. Here's a hole. Okay. That's it.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole. But like, if there's like map packs, here's Miyamoto's levels. Here's Team Meat's levels. The guys who made Portal. Their levels.
What they would need to do is do it the same way that Little Big Planet does it, and say like,
here's wide open,
buddy. I want fucking stamps. Like, well, here's a pack. Like, industry leaders. Like, we went to Mario Maker, made our best levels, and then launched them, and it's just free DLC.
Honest to God, like, these people may be good, amazing. Right? Like, there's going to be cool Portal levels or whatever. But you release it to the community, and there are people who are, like, fucking hardcore fans. Mm-hmm. With Little Big Planet, you can, like, say you play something and you like it, then it gets, you know, it accumulates likes, and then it becomes, like, an editor's choice or, like, a top pick. And then you get some crazy levels. Like, absolutely nuts.
If like Wii U...
first-person shooters
they must,
inside Little Big Planet.
If they don't do that with Mario Maker, the game is a bust.
Okay, if Wii U was a front-runner, and we were all on board, and we all had one, and we were all invested, and then it was like, Mario Maker would come out, it's like, oh, that doesn't seem that cool, you know, but, like, it's a cool level creator fucking...
I've said it many times, like, I want a game that's made for me.
TJ, what if the BitTrip guys were like, here's our pack?
But they're not going to do that. They're working on their own shit.
No, but... It's, who cares, man? Like, I'm just thinking, like, theoretically, like, if they could just, if Nintendo could be like, make 10 levels for us, please, we'll give you this much money, it'll, like, we'll endorse your games, like, here's the BitTrip team's Mario levels.
I mean, that's a wonderful idea.
I'd pay 10 bucks for that, you know?
I
like,
would not buy a Wii U to play BitTrip's version of Mario.
I'm not saying, like, go and buy one. I'm saying, if we were all invested, this would be a huge thing. But because, like, Nintendo has this huge barrier.
For Nintendo to do this, though.
That's what I'm saying. There's a barrier there, right? Like,
a huge barrier.
It's not ready. Like, if it was like, if they were flourishing and this came out, it'd be a whole different story.
Yeah, and
but
it was
because
like,
they're not,
you log
just,
on
I
your
know
Wii
it's not
going to
be
and
that.
It says, like, BitTrip, whatever. BitTrip presents Mario Maker levels. Cool. Yeah, I'll buy that. $5.
Yeah. Like, it would be cool, but it's
just, know how
we're
to
not
do
there
that,
yet.
No, they're online. I don't get how Nintendo, who was like, 10, 15 years ago, they were, like, pushing gaming. They were the ones pushing.
Buddy,
as far
that
as
place, like, that fucking building must be, like, a fun house.
What the fuck?
Like, think about
do?
Walking into, like,
ball.
Like, walking into Ubisoft, and it's just, like, guys on computers, like, oh, here's our algorithm for creating level design. And,
no,
and then you go to Nintendo, it's just, like,
whipped.
They're fucking holding, like, cotton. No, they're just...
No,
they're,
dude.
Buddy,
have you ever seen a walkthrough of
remember
Nintendo
the fucking,
Studios?
Buddy, remember the Yoshi's...
You only see the two guys that are going, like... Fucking make this game.
What
they
are you talking about?
These guys.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what's the craziest
thing?
They
beat the shit out of those guys.
Think of Japan as just a country when it comes to technology. Like, they are
what
so,
are you talking
they're
about?
They're always further ahead than the United States.
Miyamoto rapes.
He does not.
Okay, when at E3 last year, they were talking about Yoshi's Woolly World, and they're like, we really wanted to... it was just
what
those idiots.
Show? Miyamoto, Iwata, and Koji Kondo.
Koji Kondo.
Anyway.
Three.
I'm just saying, like...
Three guys. They don't show any...
All they showed
scenes.
Was them playing with yarn. And it's like, oh, we want to make a game. That fucking Yoshi game is probably going to be awesome, by the way.
Miyamoto also played with a fucking Leaf Pikmin and said, oh, there's a new Pikmin coming out.
Okay. I don't know.
Don't discredit me.
Anyway,
with
Japan being, like, further ahead in technology than the rest of the world, and with video games, it's just not there anymore.
They have games about
they're
what
not
they
made
games.
Art. It doesn't mean it's not technology. You know what I'm saying?
It could be technology.
Hey, you like first person shooters? Let's talk about like paintball
like
first person shooters with like,
and stuff.
And you talked about how relevant you know like the mechanic of Splatoon was.
Oh no!
You know it's just like
I'm not talking about Splatoon.
I'm not talking about Splatoon. TJ was the one fucking promoting it. It was just like. They're obviously on a different level.
I ended up promoting it on accident.
They're obviously on a different level. It's like, oh, like, they just... How can we make paint into, like, first-person shooters? Like, it's a fucking funhouse. Captain Toad's fucking treasure hunter thing? Like, they're not like, how can we program the best game? It's like, what can we do with weird things and weird combinations? Touch controls, motion controls? Like, they're just
they
wacky.
They are trying to come
they're
up with the
wacky.
Next big thing.
I don't think that's it at all.
I don't want to push anybody or cut anybody off. Nintendo is going to be probably the company we talk about least. We're already talking a lot. Like, we've got big conferences to talk about.
Okay, last year they
but
talked
you know
about
what?
Star Fox and Zelda.
Oh, yeah, Zelda.
And
Zelda,
one of those came out.
Touch. Will we see more?
We might see Zelda.
I don't think we're going to see Zelda at all. I think that game's scrapped for NX.
We're talking about NX.
I'm
this
a little confused.
Year.
Well,
my point
want,
is, I feel
no.
like
they have I'm almost
to do
embarrassed to say
this.
What the fuck
they
is NX?
They delivered on Splatoon. You know what I mean? Like
NX is their
10
new
months
console.
After E3.
They're releasing a new console.
They're releasing a new console yeah. already. Like, Wii U is like, they've already
Let's
talked
put this
about
way.
A new console.
Nintendo NX is announced.
Listen to me.
It's out in the wild.
How the fuck
it's
do
announced.
I not know what NX is? I've been...
Do you not listen to the podcast?
No, I don't.
We so, talked about it, obviously, the episode.
I will. Now that I have a 35-minute drive to work every day... I'm going to listen to the podcast.
We talked about this like 9 months ago.
So, I guess things are pretty grim.
I always
like,
thought NX was like a new release of like retro games.
No, NX is their next console.
It's the new Extreme.
Oh, no.
So, we'll see what happens. Yeah, no. But like
Extreme.
Well, I think what was happening was the Wii U was, as far as like business perspective was considered a failure. And it was like, what do you want to do with this? And Nintendo, it was the same time they announced their partnerships with mobile games. And like they kind of said, like, we're going to do things differently. And like, we have to change our path, like our course. They had to pivot. And pivot? it was like, here's what we're going to do. This, that, and the other thing. And one of them was like, it was a shareholder meeting.
Are they going to show a bunch of NX stuff?
No, not this year.
Okay, so it's an idea at this point.
No, it's announced.
They said they weren't going to show it.
They said, hey, our next console is NX. We're not going to talk about it this year.
So it's like Project Dolphin. It's obviously going to change the name.
Yeah.
What the
and
fuck?
And it's going to be $900.
You know what?
It's going to be $900.
If Nintendo releases something right now that pushes the envelope and it can compete with the PlayStation and the Xbox,
it'll be worse than Xbox One.
It will be.
In terms of power.
It will be. Did they already say that?
No, it will
That's
be.
Not what a company that pivots
but
does,
say,
though.
Say that it is better. Say they trend. Push it and it's $900, I'll pay it.
You're not paying
if they released it, and Star Fox. It looked like an NES system with, like, an Xbox 360 fucking graphics.
360?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
don't
God.
You dare.
Wait, why... What why would you say that?
My point is, it doesn't even have to be as good as what is out there. Just put it in a fucking NES case, and I'll buy it.
That's true. Just make Wii U and...
Give me some nostalgia.
I'm not paying $900 in storage. I want something
$900 is fine.
Crazy new. Nintendo's got the money to do it. I mean...
That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking... They do not.
They do.
They do. There's a stat.
DS sales are retarded.
I just said They're it. They have enough banked. They have banked money. They have a savings account.
They've sold 15 million units of 3DS in the past 4 or 5 years, however long the fucking
Okay, but they're also not expending a bunch of money. They're not building anything. They're not paying 1,000 employees right now to build a game.
Yeah, they're whipping them, paying them pennies.
Yeah, so they're fine.
I'm Googling it.
They got sweatshops.
They got sweatshop games. That I guarantee that's how the studios work.
Okay, so we're not seeing Zelda. What other conferences have we got?
I'm going to save it, but listen.
Bethesda?
NP?
Bethesda's having
Chad.
A full conference.
Hold on, Chad.
NP!
Nintendo has banked so much money, they could run on a deficit of over $250 million a year and still survive till 2052.
Is this from... is this off N4G?
$250 million?
A year. They could lose $250 million a year and still survive to 2052.
So yeah. You multiply... Like, that's 30 years of $250
Think about
million.
Nintendo's like
talking like
merchandising
billions
period.
Of dollars.
How much money they make from just selling everything else.
Just Mario licensing alone. The character Mario.
They're fucking loaded.
Not Luigi, not fucking Wario.
No, just Mario himself. Nintendo is loaded as a company. They can do whatever they want. They just don't seem to want to compete with the other two.
They don't. They're not trying to.
That's the thing. They're doing what they want
to
do.
It's a fucking funhouse. That's what I'm trying to say. They're just in there, like, playing with yarn and fucking paintballs.
Idiots.
What's fun?
What is fun?
Yeah, we make fun of them, but they're just laughing at us.
Absolutely are. Like,
they have so much fucking money. What are we talking about next? Xbox? Microsoft?
Oculus?
Oculus.
All right, I'll include that with Microsoft.
Yeah.
But we gotta save it.
All right. Save it! That's it. I've been up since like 7 a.m. I had a sub.
Yeah. Had some pizza. Some popcorn.
Dan, you need a bathroom in this new studio.
There's a bathroom literally right there.
In the new studio.
Well,
I'll be a little pissed.
If you didn't put a box spring in front of the fucking door.
Get a son now.
I have a son.
TJ!
Isn't he awesome too?
He is, actually.
Joe's quoting facts off Twitter.
Jess went. I don't know, she's showing her relatives, like, the other rooms. And he was just sitting there
like,
in the little thing.
Huh.
And I just went over and looked at him, like, it's baby daddy.
Does he look like me? I don't think he looks like me at all. He looks
like a little bit. In the lips, maybe.
Did you say me?
It doesn't look like me. When I refer to me, I'm not referring to you.
You said it looks like him. I've seen you go.
Nope. I didn't pick that up.
Didn't you say him?
I said me. No, he looks like himself.
Looks like him.
Yeah.
I've seen your head go.
Oh. No, not...
It's been the angle I was at.
Chad, what were you doing fucking my girlfriend, you piece of shit?
Why does that look like me? That's
weird. Yeah, dude.
All right, I'm leaving.
He's out?
Out!
All right, make sure you do a proper goodbye when Joe gets back. Tell Zach goodbye. Pretty
much. Zach, you're tacky, Dad.
Hey, Zach and Mud Puddles.
Puddle
of what?
P-O-M. P-O-D.
Puddle of Dawns? What? It's the first thing I thought of with the letter D.
Oh, this booze cup.
It's a good cup.
Okay, who are we talking about now?
Chad's leaving.
I'm going to do a radio.
We got to talk about at least Sony and
Microsoft. I mean, really, with Sony, what is there to talk about? Metal Gear Solid 5.
Game sucks.
I think it's going to be amazing.
That has nothing to do with Sony. It's, oh, play. Is that exclusive to PlayStation?
Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, is it?
No, it's not.
It's going to be on Xbox.
It's going to be on everything.
Why the fuck did they release it on Xbox? Like, that was a Sony... That was one of Sony's franchises. Was it not?
It's Konami.
Konami.
Unbelievable.
But Sony talked with them and said, you should work with me.
You should only work with me. Absolutely. Wait, is this the first... This is the first time that it's been on anything?
No, it's been on GameCube. It's been on... There's VR missions on original Xbox.
Yeah, but...
It was on NES. Metal Gear?
My mind is blown.
Like, the last Metal Gear, like, Guns of Patriots was on PlayStation 3 exclusive. But, they had that.
I thought,
the last was that Vengeance, or...
What, the shitty game that's out right now.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
For free on...
Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes is on Xbox.
Ground
Zeroes
is on everything, yeah.
You're right. That's... Yeah, but I feel like... I still feel like that's Sony.
Yeah.
So are we talking about Sony?
Sure, why not?
Okay. So there we go. Team Ico. Team Ico could do something. They're Sony exclusive, right?
Yeah, me and Chad bet on it. They're not showing anything.
Uncharted. They also have...
They're definitely going to show some sick Uncharted.
They have Battlefront, which is marketed as a Sony song.
Bless you.
Nice. Good call, Sony's part.
When is... Does BioWare have their own conference this year? Or is EA?
EA?
How the fuck did EA Bethesda get their own conference? I mean, they're going to be showing one game.
No, they could show... Skyrim Online.
Skyrim Online has been released for a year. They're not.
But they could show Skyrim Online. They could also show some
maybe like an expansion.
Bullshit.
No one plays it. They know no one plays it. They're not.
We have Bethesda. Are proud to announce more games coming out in the future of gaming.
Skyrim 2.
They have that stupid fucking. They have that stupid like sneak game.
Skyrim 2. Oh, that's right.
Dishonored is Bethesda.
Skyrim 2.
Like, so they're going to
be the biggest game.
Actually, that'd be pretty cool.
Dishonored 2 and Fallout 4.
That would be amazing.
Dishonored sucked, dicks.
Fallout 4 could be an hour.
Any Jack
could be an
like that game?
Completely.
That game's completely bad.
Who accidentally turns Japanese? Completely overweighted.
Completely bad.
I saw me and Joe like met eyes. And as soon as an R came out in the word completely, I just like my eyes went wide. Like, what just happened?
Completely.
Oh,
it's completely bad.
Completely overrated.
Woo! Anyway, what else? Sony.
My shoes?
Sony could do, Jen, fuck off. Just stick around for 20 minutes.
It's Mike Mady. I mean, come on.
It takes me 45 minutes to get to Tim's house.
From here?
Who gives a shit?
It's about right.
Yeah, 35.
I have to stop at my house, too.
50 minutes.
Anyway, so, Sony. What else? What else can they bring to the table?
Do you say Mirror's Edge?
That's not really EA. Sony, that's EA.
I don't know.
Are they going to show fun?
It might be weak for Sony this year.
Yeah, Sony, I don't really know. It's kind
they
of
have
a
tearaway.
Yeah.
Like, God of War.
Are they going to show
God of War shit?
Well, you liked God of War. You like God of War 3. I remember you said it's pretty good.
I said that was already playing through it.
All
right, Microsoft then?
Could we just throw in anything that like is Sony that we have
Microsoft
no
could have a lot of... Microsoft's got a lot of this.
They're pushing Halo. Infamous, they're going to push
Infamous.
That'd be amazing.
Gears
of War. There's that new what the fuck? I don't know. Guerrilla Games, the people that make Killzone.
Killzone guys.
They trademark something called Horizon.
It's probably not going to be shown.
No, it's shown.
Ooh, Gran Turismo. Sorry.
GT.
That too.
I would love a Gran Turismo game. Oh my god, next gen.
And an Infamous. Oh, yeah. A new Infamous.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you guys see the... sorry to cut off, but you started talking about a car game. Forza 3, right? Is it three?
Three's been announced.
Five came out when
six
Xbox came out.
Whatever.
Three was Oculus. Have we talked about the Oculus
Horizon 3? Maybe?
Me?
Microsoft. No.
Yeah, I was thinking
six.
I was thinking, yeah, the new Forza, and they showed like the Oculus video. Why the fuck did they show a someone else's living room? It was like a
okay,
video.
Well, that was, are we talking
the Oculus
Microsoft
video?
Now?
Yeah.
Everybody laughed at it.
Like, cool.
I guess that's why you're laughing, because it looks so good. Did you watch that?
No. I watched the video itself, but I didn't see anyone teasing
Phil,
it.
Phil fucking...
It's terrible.
What's Phil Harrison? Phil...
The leader of Xbox?
What's his name? Phil Spencer.
Spencer,
yeah.
Leader of Xbox.
Phil Spencer came out afterwards. He's like, now here's what a future of the Oculus Rift is going to look like.
Yeah, it
on
was...
the Xbox One.
So you're looking at a screen, and then there's like a...
There's fake walls
a
with,
fake
a,
wall.
With a screen on it. And you're
oh!
Go, and you're going...
I like my living room better than that one, so why the fuck would I pay money for that? Whoo!
He walked back on stage and everyone was laughing, and they're like, he's like, I guess everyone's laughing because that was really sweet, right?
Wait a minute. Do you need an Xbox to be able to stream Xbox games
yeah.
on Oculus?
Yeah. Xbox One. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well then fuck you.
Here's my question. Will the Xbox One controller work with Windows 10 games?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Shipped with it.
That is a completely different discussion. We're not even talking about Oculus at this point.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's going to Oculus Games will have the Xbox One
controller. Oculus ships with an Xbox One controller.
Okay, yeah, but that has nothing to do with games that are built for Oculus. Any game that's out for Xbox One,
I'm
like,
telling you right now, if
fucking show you a digital screen and like green walls.
If Oculus gets released, and that's what Forza is because of Oculus, you're in someone else's living room. I'm fucking not paying the money for that.
No, Dan, you pay $5 for a new living room skin.
Oh,
ten
sick.
Bucks maybe. Oh, woo. I'm living in Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
I mean, if you're
playing Forza 2,
if you're ghetto and you like, you have like fucking like plywood walls,
yeah.
You're playing on a tube TV.
I'm
maybe.
Snow Fox. Yeah.
Oh shit! But I have a fucking sick room. Do
you
see?
You know what?
Hold on.
If we're talking about like display units, you no longer need to own a TV.
You don't.
Technically.
I guess that's why they're showing that. But still, that's an awful idea.
So you can live in a closet and still get the Dan Derby experience of having a living room with Legos and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
So bad.
Those are poor people trying to afford an Oculus Rift, a Windows 10...
And they also
and
have to own
and an
they
Xbox
also have
One.
To own an Xbox One.
Windows 10 is free somehow. Do you guys get that?
Any upgrade. Is it right?
Ridiculous. I don't know. Every computer in the world who has Windows got a fucking free Windows 10 upgrade icon.
That's amazing.
I don't understand.
That's the best fucking idea in the world.
Yeah.
Wait, did it release?
Guys,
it? Has it released?
No, it's July something.
Yeah. Oh, so again, they got it then?
Everybody's got Windows 10. That's the best idea in the world, ever.
Yeah.
Everyone has this. Here's Oculus.
There's probably so many things that we're missing. There's probably so many things.
Yeah, like, I mean, we're just kind of... Like, playing off of what we can remember. What we're kind of excited
about. That Oculus
about.
Rift Forza, though, was really bad.
It was. I was,
yeah, it was bad.
So disappointed.
It didn't play for me.
This is what it's going to look like, playing Forza in your living room in this fall 2015.
Oh, it's someone else's living room? Someone's just
going,
on a different TV?
Some girl going.
So dumb.
This is sweet.
So dumb.
I guess you're laughing because it looked so nice.
Yeah, it's dope, right? Oh, shit.
I guess you'll wait, and then Phil Spencer was like,
"It would have been funnier if you did."
You know, we'll finally see gameplay of
Battlefront.
Battlefront for
yeah.
sure,
best game of my life, modern life.
We'll see gameplay of
I hope
Mirror's Edge.
So
probably.
Much.
We're gonna see Mass Effect 4 or Origins, whatever the fuck it's called.
Do you think we'll see Mass Effect 4 or BioWare Star Wars?
We're gonna see it all. It's gonna be a flood of EA.
I mean, this E3 could be fucking crazy.
I
anticipate that it'll be the best. I'm so excited. Like,
should have all invested in EA before this happened.
You know what's happened? I've had so much shit going on in my life that I really haven't had time to keep up with hype and excitement for things. So it's all going to be just like, I'm going to watch this and be like, what the fuck? Oh my God! There's going to be so much great news in like 2 days. The Witness?
Oh, The Witness. Come on.
Come on.
When is
the
still
coming
out? Coming
out, man.
That other stupid game that you guys
Jonathan
love?
Blow can blow me. Guy
what's
sucks.
Can blow my Jonathan.
Ayo.
Jonathan Blow can blow my Jonathan.
What's the other gay game you guys love?
Rhyme?
No, that one's sweet. That flying stupid one.
Oh, yep.
Oh,
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
That's going to be sick.
There was also a cool trailer recently for Adrift.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be sick too. Come on, that's it. Like Dead Space.
That game comes out like next week.
Come on.
You bought it.
Yeah, it comes up pretty soon.
Batman comes out soon too. I'm buying it. You are buying it?
Yeah. You're buying Batman?
I'm buying Batman. Just based on the fucking commercials.
I bought ESO.
I really want to buy
Not playing it.
You bought it? Yeah, you did. For console?
I did. I'm still in package. I'm not playing. I don't know.
Why? So I played Shadows of the Colossus.
Tell me what.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool, but come on, it's old now. Now. It
looks graphics are pretty cool.
Actually, I thought we were doing this at my house, and I got a game to show you. It's called Echo Sphere or something like that, or Echo. It's a PS3 game.
How graphics
where it plays like a M.C. Escher drawing.
Okay.
Where it's I've seen
it's
that.
All about perspective. Echochrome.
Echochrome, yeah.
I think you'd get a fucking. I think you'd love it. Yeah. And it's all like the game is not. There's no campaign. It's just people build levels, and like the actual game makers build levels. But you might enjoy it. PlayStation now, man. Take advantage of your seven days.
Oh, free 7 days. Yeah.
All right.
Chad's leaving now. He has to go to a different friend's house because he sucks.
See you, gay friends.
Bye. Have fun. Go hang out with your real friends. Shit.
Go have the worst time of your life at Steve O'Reilly's house.
We'll be here. Will you change your mind?
Why are you farting on your little barn house, cat?
I almost smashed all those ducks. I'm like, oh, why do they leave ducks behind? They're all Jess's ducks.
They're Jess's ducks.
No, I didn't really confirm. Why are Jess's ducks on display in the all-arrangement room?
Because I mean, I like them. She knew crafts over there.
I like them, but it was a shock to me.
Goodbye.
See you guys. I appreciate the time.
I like time. I
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Why is your ass Let's so red? Ow. Why is your asshole so red?
I was sitting on it. Pardon.
You know, all week long I was thinking like, oh my god, there's so much E3 stuff to talk about. I better write all this down. I didn't write any of it down.
Nope.
Now we've been drinking.
How much boogers are on my face?
Oh my god. I wish you hadn't made me look.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't even gonna check either. Oh, there he's wiping them.
Just on my pants.
But it's gonna be a big week.
I'm somehow stuffy in my own place.
I don't know if we do, should we, what do you guys want to do with the E3? Just nothing?
Once it happens, I mean, we can have like a great conversation of what we liked, what we saw.
Yeah, make notes during when you watch it. And
yeah.
We'll. Like, if our notes lead us into our format.
Generally, we do hopes and predictions shit, but, like, we didn't get around to it.
No, I think Joe's talking about for the next episode.
Yeah, next episode, we're just going to talk
about how do we want to do this? You know, like, do we want to do day one, day two, day three kind of live stuff?
I don't think there's any advantage to us putting out a bunch of stuff.
No, we could just have the next Friday episode and then hit it all. Have a nice, long conversation.
I'm into it. Like, is there anything we missed? I mean, there's probably so much that I missed.
There's tons that we missed, but, like, it's all just speculation of what's coming, which we can talk about next week.
Yeah, I did want to talk about how, like, how much news has been dumped recently. I know, like, there's a huge Smash Brothers
Nintendo
Direct coming up. Stop it.
No! Don't plug your nose. It hurts so bad.
There's a huge Nintendo Direct. Like, obviously Nintendo has enough to say about other things that they're just getting Smash Brothers news out of the way. You know, like, I don't know.
I mean, people
still... Given one thing, they're
Do people still exciting. Talk about Smash Brothers? Yeah. People still play that?
Come of on. Course, yeah. It's a big game. We can't just continue to...
Sneeze on episodes?
Sneeze and sneeze.
Look at that spike.
Yeah, it spikes. Well, TJ, what else do you want to talk about?
I saw the Avengers.
Finally! Oh,
really? First movie in over a year that I've been to theaters.
Age of Ultron, huh? What'd you think?
I like it a lot.
I did too. I thought it was pretty fun. Good. It was fun. I mean,
there were so many...
Civil War is another Avengers movie. They're all in it.
I know.
I'm more excited for that. Like, I'm so excited for that.
Marvel is going to reach a pinnacle soon because they're finishing the storylines they've set up over the past 5 years. Like, they're going to kill characters and they're going to reboot like a comic book series reboot. They have to, right? Characters are going to...
I disagree.
I say characters. Actors.
Guardians of the Galaxy are just getting started. You got Spider-Man is just getting started. There's fucking the Inhumans. Like, Doctor Strange is just, like, Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange.
That should be so good.
Yeah. I think Ant-Man's going to be awesome.
No.
And Paul Rudd is confirmed in Civil War. Like, I think Ant-Man's going to be fucking sick.
I hope so, but no.
I think they're aware of the fact they have to reboot at some point. And either they kill off characters, or they go away, like Iron Man. You know, Robert Downey Jr. is done with it, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, they can't keep bringing up new superheroes.
There's talk of it all the time, like, Robert Downey Jr. is never doing Iron Man again. Hugh Jackman's never going to be Wolverine again. And then 2 years later, there they are. Again.
Well, not only that, like,
here's the thing. What if they get too old? They're not going to play those characters like it.
Yeah, but Iron Man could still be Iron Man if someone else wore the suit. You know what I mean? Like,
but here's the point. The comic books recite, they just say, scratch that. Brand new thing. Origin story. It's new. Now he got bit by a spider versus, I don't know.
Spider versus?
Yeah.
Like, because the Amazing Spider-Man is different from, like, the Incredible Spider-Man.
Okay,
but
let's say, okay, well, what if Iron Man was Don Cheadle instead of Robert Downey Jr.?
No,
I disagree.
That's fine.
You don't think
fine,
there's, like,
fine.
There's all kinds of shit they could do with Don Cheadle?
There are,
like, give him his own
too.
Stories
comic
and shit? And then he's essentially exactly Iron Man.
Yes.
Like, they could just, it could be Don Cheadle from now on. Or
I completely agree. And comic books will do that as well, where somebody else takes up that superhero thing, but eventually they just say, you know what, we have to go fresh, and they just cut it, and they start a new storyline. And it's an opportunity to bring a new origin story, to have a new character, maybe he's a different age, maybe he's in a different place, you know what I'm saying?
Well, think about
eventually, they have to cut it. Clean break.
I disagree. Think about if to a point where it's weird that Marvel movies take place on Earth. There's so much cosmic storytelling out there, and like,
right, but imagine they want to bring it back to Earth. They cannot anymore because they've expanded too far.
No, they have Spider-Man.
There's Spider-Man. I mean, there's some things they could do, or like,
if they want to tell a story.
They're also building like Daredevil, Punisher. Like they're building that world like on Netflix and shit like that. Like there's so much that they can do. That like. Maybe they get X-Men back. Maybe they get Fantastic Four back. And, like, that's just the new Marvel movies. Like,
we'll see what happens. I mean,
it was an impossibility that Spider-Man would be in these movies until this year.
They know what they're doing, man.
Aren't the Avengers still 2020? Done after the next two movies?
No.
No?
Well, there's two more Avengers movies in the pipeline, Infinity War 1 and Infinity War 2.
I thought they were done after that.
You thought Civil War would break the Avengers up?
No, I thought
let's put it this way. At the end of Ultron, obviously, it's an entire... Like, Thor is no longer an Avenger. Iron Man is. No, Iron Man's not.
He's not, yeah.
Cap is.
Yeah, Captain America, Black Widow, Vision, which Vision could have his own fucking trilogy.
Vision's amazing. I thought we were all... I'm surprised that you guys are very against what I'm saying. I thought it was obvious... That okay. Look, Spider-Man, right? Tobey Maguire, whatever. They ended it. They had a new guy come in. They're gonna have a new one for this one. Like superhero movies, they reboot, and that's normal. Marvel brought us to an age where they're all interconnected. But now, after 9 years of interconnected movies,
we're gonna get to a point where we have
the
to
whole
start
universe
over.
Is connected. We have to cut the whole thing, and then complete reboot. To me,
okay,
that's a normal thing.
Star
every
Lord,
10 years,
Star
Lord
could be an Avenger.
Could.
You know what I mean? Like
he could be.
Chris Pratt's not going to quit,
right? But maybe because he came in late in the game.
Yeah.
His.
But all these, he's saying all these guys
Star Lord
have been here from the beginning, like Thor is a guy, Captain America. Like these actors are not going to do this forever. They're going to reboot them.
Yeah, they're going to be 65 playing fucking these characters.
Yeah, like, but it's as simple as this, like. We've done a new project, and here's the new Captain America. And then Cap will be like,
Captain America project.
Here's the shield.
Okay,
and then this is Captain America now.
Are they going to say, this is a brand new story, we're going to give him a new origin story, which is fun, by the way.
Yeah.
And way better than just continuing and having to be constrained by the existing previous, you know what I mean? Like, that's why they reboot, right? Is to retell them in a different way. And I feel like they've just expanded the universe and made them interconnected, and thus making the reboot not every 4 years, now it's every 9 or 13 years.
Well, they've almost written, they've written themselves out of rebooting.
It has to happen.
Like, there's no reboot.
I feel like Marvel is, everything is placed very carefully, and they know reboot is 2023, or whatever it is, you know what I mean?
They can't, because Spider-Man is always going to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be the same actor.
No, of course not. But it could be a different Spider-Man. Like, even in the comics, there's more than one Spider-Man. Like, there's Peter Parker, there's this Miles, some whatever guy, or...
Again, they can still do that, but eventually...
Spider-Man has his own, like, it's called Secret Wars, or... No, oh no, Secret Wars is a Marvel thing, but there's like a whole Spider-Man universe where like it's interdimensional and there's a Spider-Man in every dimension.
Do you really believe that they'll never return? Like, Peter Parker will die eventually. The new Peter Parker, we don't know who he is, okay? So say he comes out in Civil War. You think he's never going to die? He will die, and eventually...
Well, they're hiring kids to be the new Spider-Man because they want him for the next 40
years from now. Like, the...
40 years.
A reboot, do you know what they're talking reboot about? Reboot is inevitable. It's just a question of when. Avengers game?
I heard he was out of the running.
Oh, really? Yeah. That was the last that I heard. Yeah. Avengers game kid. So, I didn't like it, so I'm kind of hoping it's somebody else.
It doesn't even matter. Like, it was fucking... Human Torch was Captain America, and it was all... Everyone was like, this is going to fucking suck. Chris Evans was nobody. Robert Downey Jr. was a junkie.
Yeah, they really turned his life around.
Yeah. It was just like they don't seem to have a problem with like everything's so cookie cutter and it's episodic movies, right? Like where there doesn't need to be like the big new director. As long as it's part of the Marvel universe, that's the appeal. Like hopefully Ant-Man's good. It's like it seems like what they did was they took a movie that not intended to be part of the Marvel universe and just shoehorned it in, like because Avengers 1 was so successful, they're like, no, everything has to be connected now. And now it is. Like, who knows? It doesn't... Like, these aren't Oscar-winning movies. They're not monumental. It's just, here's three more, and everyone who saw the last one will go see the next one.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, it's... If you're thinking of, like, some impending doom, I just... Once they're done with comic storylines, they can just start telling their own. And the fact of the matter is, there's so many characters that, like... If they want to tell one story about every character, it's going to take 10 years.
Right. I'm saying like 9, Iron Man 4, year story arcs.
Iron Man 4 could come out in 2023.
Well, it can't because, again, the actor...
Yeah, but it could just be about Robert Downey handing it down or something. Reboot. Like, it's...
Okay, fine. They're 23-year arcs. Eventually, it's going to reboot. They're going to kill characters. It's going to get fucking serious. Like, and then they're going to just end the storyline with... This is what happens continuing on for the next 100 years. And then, boom, complete reboot. And because they've connected all the universes have to reboot nearly at the same time. And same time could be like a 3-year span.
You know
what?
Fox is going through that with Hugh Jackman and Wolverine. It's like, Hugh Jackman said, like, I'm pretty much done with Wolverine. I'm going to make Wolverine 3, and that's it. So if they want the character in X-Men movies, if they want the character of Wolverine, it's not going to be Hugh Jackman. What are they going to do with that? If they reboot just Wolverine and then all of a sudden there's this new actor in X-Men movies where like other characters have seen Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, like it's just not going to work. I don't know if it's that problematic in the Marvel Universe where they would easily just write in, hey, you know, I'm too old for this shit. Here's my armor. Like, I feel like the Marvel movies could easily pull that off. It's very tongue-in-cheek that they could just shoehorn that.
You're just looking at the next couple of years. You just keep looking at the next 4 years. I'm talking like, there is a reboot coming. And yes, maybe it's not 4 years. Maybe it's 10, 20 years. It's not 20 years. But they are aware that it's the actors are going to push them into the reboot. And therefore...
No, they'll just write in a recast.
They won't. It's more interesting retelling an origin story.
Okay, well, Bucky from the Winter Soldier is the next Captain America in the comics.
Yeah, we know that.
I understand the idea of passing down the torch and keeping somebody as... they keep the title, but it's a new character, and then write that into the story itself. But you can't just keep... Oh, I'm going to pass the torch for Spider-Man, I'm going to pass the torch for Captain America, I'm going to pass the torch for Iron Man... You know what I'm saying? Eventually, they just want to reboot, just because. For the same reason that whatever the first superhero movie that rebooted ever was, they just do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not because they can do it. It's because it's more interesting to reboot. Or we can pass it on.
They've done a little too many.
I'd be more worried about actors dying. I'd be more worried about fucking...
Like, real? Like, actually dying?
Chris Hemsworth getting in a car accident and dying. And now they have to make it Thor 3, and he's no longer available. What do they do at that point?
Just get his brother. He's really...
Liam? Liam Hemsworth?
It was a Paul Walker reference.
Yeah.
Oh, well...
And he has brothers.
Chris Hemsworth's brother happens to be a fucking actor.
Yeah.
Well, it's So does Paul Walker's, right?
Well, now he
or
is.
Or was he not?
He wasn't.
Now, he wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay, fine.
Sorry. He just looks exactly like Paul Walker, so they're just going to... Oh, it's the same guy. Oh, it's Paul Walker's dad. All right, well...
Avengers was amazing. I just want to say that. The new one, awesome. James Spader, awesome. Vision was amazing, though they cheesed his character.
Yeah, I wanted more like Dr. Manhattan shit.
You said Dr. Manhattan. I went back and listened to the side quest.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I got from him. He's like this guy who's like, he's so powerful that he doesn't actually care about the human race. He just sees them as one of many races that could possibly exist. And he's like, I'm all about like the good, and I don't care if it's human or whatever. And then he just went around just beating up people, and it didn't. It was stupid. How
are you still getting text messages? Unimportant at your house? What?
Because she's trapped in the bedroom upstairs feeding him.
All right.
Well, should we wrap it up and like start the bonfire? And
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
I wish I would have been more prepared for this episode.
Yeah, I mean, the next one's more important than this one. It's just hopes and predictions. We talked about what we want to happen a little bit.
I think there's something about Nintendo. Like they could. They're just if they're anything, they're interesting. And I can't predict what Nintendo's going to do.
You can never predict what they're going to do. They came out with Splatoon. Like, how do you...
Was a game that didn't exist before E3 last year. Granted, it existed, but it was like fucking Schrodinger's cat. Like, they let it out of the bag, now it exists, it was out, and now, like, we're at another E3, and it's like, that could happen again. They could announce something that'll be out before the end of the year.
Yeah.
And video games, they're not generally announced that way.
No.
And that makes it interesting.
They're also talking about Fallout being, released this year.
This year, which is insane.
It would be nuts. Like, they've kept it under wraps so well. So
I don't think that's
I don't true. Think it's going to happen either.
They've kept it under wraps.
Well, I mean, people have speculated, sure, it's coming.
TJ's most anticipated game of 2013 was Fallout 4.
Yeah, but just me bullshitting that doesn't mean anything.
No, but you didn't just make it up. There was proof that the game was being made.
Not really. There was last speculation. Year.
Sorry, 2 years ago.
Hold Most on, well, games let's wrap officially it up. Announced that they exist well before the year that they're released.
Yeah.
Fallout officially did it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're officially coming out. It's June. We're going to release in November. And there's speculation online already that it's releasing in November.
Probably. All right, you can find us on the internet. My name is Joe.
I'm Dan.
And I'm TJ.
Orange mode out.
Woo! You cocky little... Woo!